Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, radio family. Welcome. Glad to have you back. Glad to be back. Another weekend edition of Community Focus heard Saturday and Sunday mornings, as usual. And the usual spot is here on our intercom stations. Thanking you very much for your fine company. And that, of course, members of our Community Focus family give us such. It is nice to have her back. She, ever since I think I have given her the name, the Doctor of Finance, it has just stuck. But it's a nice way to bring back to our weekend edition of Community Focus, our public affairs show, Dr. Andrea N. Johnson. Good morning. How have you been?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you so much for coining that term. I now use it. I use it in my videos and everywhere else.
Very, very good. Well, I will not take the entire soul credit for it, Andrea. But yes, you are definitely in your area of expertise. And every time you come on this program, young lady, I think a lot of us, myself, the Community Focus family, we always walk away learning something even more than we did from you the last time. So with that said, some time since our last conversation has readily passed. So let's get caught up with this. What types of things have you been up to in relation to your business, and equally and especially so in the community?
Great question. So, yeah, I've been up to a few things since the last time we talked.
Great.
So one of the first things is I've actually written two more books since the last time we spoke. Nice. So, of course, I had the step-by-step how to start a for-profit business and how to start a nonprofit business from a few years back. Right. And then last year I wrote step-by-step how to save thousands on college tuition and step-by-step how to improve your credit scores. And I just launched a few weeks ago my new online credit course called Step-by-Step How to Improve Your Credit Scores, where people can work in the privacy of their own homes or wherever they choose to be to take those steps to not only to improve their credit, but do it the right way.
Absolutely. So, yes. Well, let me just say this, Andrea, the Doctor of Finance. If there were to be a picture next to the word busy and its definition, there would definitely be a picture of you, my dear. But
Thank
that's a good
you.
Busy. And just to say, on behalf of those who I'm sure have had the opportunity to personally say thank you for all of this with the step-by-step books, and congratulations on your two newest ones.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. But every time, Andrea, and I think about the fact that where we are, a lot of kids have either engaged or about to engage in spring break.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of year, of course, where the months are ticking by, where you got a lot of kids getting ready to graduate from school.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of parents wondering, where am I going to find the money to finance a son or daughter if he or she should decide to go to college? And of course, just so the gamut of questions and what to do with not only the finances of trying to ensure, if that is the case, for a child who wants to pursue a higher education, if the money's there.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the case of, it's not necessarily always the child, because you got a lot of parents, moms and dads, that are, now that the kids have left the nest, and they may decide that, you know what, it probably is my turn. To try to go back and get a degree. So there's so many different scenarios. But the point being, what kind of advice would you give, particularly to organizations, and not just for individuals listening this morning, but again to organizations that want to offer the financial education programs that you just touched on, but don't have those financial resources.
Absolutely. So a couple different things here.
Yeah.
One, of course, like you mentioned, I have a variety of resources. You know, even if a person doesn't have a budget for anything, right, I do have a YouTube page, Dr. Andrea Ann Johnson, where they can go to YouTube and look at free videos and
nice
seminars.
Yeah.
You know, for every book that I have, I also have webinars around them, so they can watch how parents can save thousands on college tuition, how graduate students can save thousands, how current right college students can save thousands. But I also do quite a bit of training with organizations. I'm either helping people with their finances mm-hmm directly,
right,
or I'm training. I'm providing a variety of workshops and seminars. So I do everything from, like, through my Finance Academy. I have keynote presentations that I offer on breaking the cycle of generational poverty, which those videos are also available on my YouTube page. And one is available on the, my homepage mm-hmm of my website, to everything from a variety of things that people can use, like my online credit course, where, for example, with realtors, mortgage lenders, people that loan people money,
right,
have shown interest in saying, hey, we need to put our people through some kind of program mm-hmm where we can track their progress.
Right.
They're actively working towards those things. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, I have a nonprofit organization that I created.
Nice.
The short name is called Bridge, but it stands for Building Resources in Disadvantaged Groups Through Economics and Empowerment. A mouthful, but hey, that's what it is. That's what I envisioned when I created Bridge. But so with Bridge, I'm actually getting ready to donate 300 copies of my college book
wonderful
to my alma mater, Thomasville High School. That's in conjunction. That's a partnership between my company, A&J Consulting Services, as well as people in the community that donated, because Bridge is a 501c3.
Excellent.
And so what I did was I spent 2 days at Thomasville High School, mm-hmm, one day in February, one day in March, where I just went they organized it so that I could be able to see every student, hopefully,
right,
through their career and technical education courses, to be able to just talk to them for a minute.
Right.
Encourage them, let them know that, hey, you don't have to have the straight A's, but wonderful if you do. But also that, you know, there is money for college. You don't have to wait till your 12th grade year. And to right also tell them I'm a walking statistic. So right, I sat in those same seats. I was ready to go. I was ready right to leave Thomasville.
Yeah.
I was never coming back. Never say never.
Right.
But so that's another type of initiative I've had people to organizations to ask me, can we replicate that, you know, the book giveaway? And they sure can if there are organizations that are interested in being able to say, I want to provide these books and things
right
like that to an organization. Then they can make a tax-deductible contribution towards that initiative. And then one more thing that I've been doing is traveling back and forth to Wake Tech quite a bit. I
very
stay on
nice
the road
yeah
because they have a partnership with SunTrust Foundation
mm-hmm
where SunTrust provides the funding. Well, it's SunTrust Foundation, a National Financial Educators Council as well. And I'm contracted through the National Financial Educators Council to provide the workshops.
Right.
Wake Tech is the playing field. SunTrust has the money. So I want to encourage people also, if they want to provide these programs,
mm-hmm,
or if you're a banker, if you're listening and you work for a bank and you want to get involved and in how to put these things together, because banks have the funding and money, mm-hmm, and a lot of them are looking to fund those initiatives.
Right.
So those are ways to be able to expand it. And, of course, talking to me more to talk about how to put that together.
Absolutely. And just one word to sum all of that up, Andrea, is wow. And so many good things in just listening to you that I see come out of this. One, this is an excellent way to give back to the community for those that want to contribute, to thank you for contributing. And the nice thing that when you talk about workshops and webinars, the majority of them are at no charge.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of what I see you post on social media, you invite the general public to come out free. And just to really get a grasp, and I really like this about you, Andrea, is that you take the time to really give a person a firm understanding of what's going on. Because when we talk about and even just mention the word finances, it can be overwhelming for a lot of people who may not feel comfortable enough about managing their own money. And for those that do and have, mm-hmm, you know, the math smarts and the where-all, kudos to you guys. I wish I had half the smarts that individuals such as that do. But again, the nice thing is you walk a person step by step. Now, and that, da-da! It's why you call the books.
Yes, ma'am.
Step by step. How to start a nonprofit business. How to start a for-profit business. How to improve your credit score and how to save thousands on college tuition. So the step-by-step really comes forward when persons get to know you as the owner of A&J Consulting Services. And you also answered my next question. That's what I like about you. Always spot on, my friend. Why you created Bridge in the first place?
So Bridge, so what's interesting is A&J Consulting Services and Bridge were actually born at the same time.
Wow.
Back in 2002 when I was living in Raleigh.
Uh-huh.
And I did not know, well, I knew at that time something was getting ready to happen. I was probably getting ready to relocate back.
Right.
But it was really more of a calling. So I called them my twins because I was getting ready to move forward with A&J Consulting Services because that was going to be, you know, how I made my money, my living. But Bridge was something I created to give back, but I wasn't just quite ready yet to move forward.
Right.
So I sat on it for, I think it was 2004 when I officially did the paperwork, filed the 501c3s. And then, of course, life happened. Other things happened. Ended up having to go back to school, do some things.
Right.
So officially in 2011, we launched what was called the Jesse and Ollie Johnson Memorial Scholarship that was designed to provide $1,000 scholarships each year, and sometimes more than $1,000 if we had a tie, and I didn't want to break it.
Right.
Two graduates of Thomasville High School, again, my hometown. And so, but I wanted to, sometimes there's a challenge when you're trying to create, when you're trying to offer programs.
Exactly.
So sometimes when people look at my information and what I do, they just automatically say, hey, I can't afford you.
Mm.
And they have no idea what a lot of times what I do or what I have to offer. And so I wanted to create an entity where even if I couldn't get in the doors to do the programs, to do it for them,
right,
I'm going to create something where I can do it myself and get the funding and set it up properly. And so, because my motto is when someone won't give you a chance, you give yourself a chance. So I set it up, even though I wasn't ready to apply for grants and do all of that,
right,
those things, I wanted to have it set up because again, you know, when people give donations, they're tax deductible. Sometimes businesses are looking for those opportunities. But Bridge was created to give back to the Thomasville community and surrounding areas. Since 2011, we've given well over $11,000 in scholarships.
Excellent.
And Jesse and Ollie Johnson were my great grandparents. They helped
nice.
My mom to raise me.
Right.
So that was the first initiative.
And to do it in memory of them and in their honor. What a a nice way to remember them. And all the things, of course, when we think of family and how they helped raise us.
Yes.
They did a good job with
you,
my dear. Absolutely. So the next question, obviously, what other projects does Bridge have?
So round three. So round one was the scholarship.
Right.
Round two was the book giveaway, which I really didn't plan, but it was really dropped in my heart after I visited a career fair at high school a couple months back.
Right.
And the students just really, and not just the students at Thomasville High School, but you know, but they represent a lot of students I already talked to, which were like, gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, these kids need a copy.
Yeah.
Of my book in their hand. And so, but round three, my goal is, I've been able to here and there go in over the years through communities and schools. I also serve as a board member of community schools. But before becoming a board member, I had the opportunity to go in and do some seminars with the peer leaders, like four. And that's wonderful
right.
to plant the seed. But we need more programs on a regular basis.
Exactly. Right.
And so my next step is to be able to partner with banks.
Mm-hmm.
And other organizations that want to offer that financial education piece.
Right.
And to be able to get those programs, not just at Thomasville High School, but surrounding high schools, so that we give them that quality and that time. Because, you know, planting a seed is good, but you need to, even as adults, we need something just more than once. So,
exactly.
Like, 1 week I'm going in talking about money management. 1 week I'm going in and talk about credit. 1 week I talk about college. And then the next week talking about entrepreneurship as a career option.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, what's excellent about all of that, Andre, is that you don't just have it in one particular area.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to focus on, sure, the scholarships and the availability there, but what to do in helping the kids or just individuals in general.
Mm-hmm.
What to do when schooling is over.
Mm-hmm.
The next financial, big financial move, which for a lot of us as adults, starting families.
Mm-hmm.
Buying their first car, buying their first home, so many different things. So how apropos that the credit portion of it comes into play. So girl, home run for you because
you
cover the bases
you.
In more ways than one. Well, thank you. And family, radio family, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And radio family, it's great to have your company. I am with the doctor of finances, one Andrea N. Johnson, who is owner of A&J Consulting Services. She's based out of Thomasville. And Andrea, we're going to share, of course, the contact information.
Okay.
how people can reach out to you. And the first question I want to ask you when we come back from break is how people can learn more about Bridge. Okay. So let's do that. And Radio Family, indeed, after this break, we'll be back for more of Community Focus right after this. It's more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. If you're just joining us, welcome, Radio Family. Thank you for your great company. And as always, if you've been with us since the beginning of the program, thank you for coming back for the second half of the show that is heard on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings. Community Focus is not just me, Renee Vaughn, but it's other individuals who are doing some fine things in our community. She is author of Step by Step, How to Improve Your Credit Scores, How to Start a For-Profit Business, How to Start a Nonprofit Business, and Step by Step, How to Save Thousands on College Tuition. Available in several places, including ANJ Consulting Services website, which Dr. Andrea N. Johnson, hence where the Doctor of Finance comes, and owner of ANJ Consulting Services, rejoins us here for the second half of Community Focus. First of all, Andrea, how can individuals reach out to you, either through your website or through other contact information?
All right. So we'll start with the good old phone. So 336-476-4710. Again, that's 336-476-4710. Or you can email me at Andrea J. That's A-N-D-R-E-A, J like Johnson, at the letter A, the letter N like Nancy, the letter J, consultingservices.com. I'm also on Facebook, so I have two Facebook group pages, ANJ Consulting Services. Again, that's the letter A, the letter N, the letter J, Consulting Services. I have a group page and a business page. They both have the same information. Great. I'm on Twitter at ANJ Consulting, and I'm on Instagram at Doctor of Finance. So spell it all out, and my picture is there. So yeah, again, at Doctor of Finance. And if you're on LinkedIn, I'm at Andrea N. Johnson, PhD. So I make sure that to keep all of those my social media accounts up to date with information. So you can find me out there floating on social media.
Radio Family, she is definitely there. And this is one thing that can be said about you, Andrea. And this is actually a quote. I help people develop solutions to their financial problems step by step. End of quote. I like that. And I really like the continuation of our conversation. The question that I left you with, how can people learn more about Bridge? Now, if you will, break down the acronym once again for those that probably didn't hear it the first time.
It's okay. You know, I've been thinking about trying to shorten it, but it just really encompasses what I'm about. So what Bridge is about. So Bridge, again, stands for Building Resources in Disadvantaged Groups Through Economics and Empowerment. And really, the mission of Bridge is to serve as a gateway of information for people that may be disadvantaged as a result of their race, gender, socioeconomic status, things like that. So to be able, all this information that we talked about, to be able to give it to them. And so to show you the logo of Bridge, but they can learn more about Bridge at www.bridge, that's the word bridge, nc.org. So again, that's bridgenc.org.
And you know what's so nice about it is that's exactly what that acronym does when it comes to learning more about finances in general, whether we want to do it as a for-profit, non-for-profit business, whether we want to learn more about our credit scores, and especially on saving thousands for college tuition, it bridges the gap, that financial gap that a lot of us sometimes encounter when it comes to being in any of those case situations that we've been talking about for most of the program. So, girl, like I said, you are definitely spot on. Now, this was touched on earlier, too, and you're welcome. Are donations made to Bridge tax deductible?
They are, and that's important for people that want to create nonprofits. You know, again, don't just put tax deductible up there if you are not. I mean, if your contributions are. So, yeah, Bridge is recognized as tax exempt under, you know, the section code 501c3. So it, all donations are tax deductible no matter what the amount.
Okay,
so
excellent. Yes, they are. Excellent. And this question, too, again, for those who may not have been with us early in the program, how can, for any organizations that are listening and saying, look, I love what I'm hearing, how does one partner with Bridge if they want to provide books to people in the community?
Sure. So just contact me. Great. Just contact me and we can talk.
It's that simple.
It's just that simple. So just a phone call or email, you know, away, or you know, hit me up on social media, what have you. But, and we can talk about that because everybody has a different mission and how they want to do it. Either they want to be trained, I can either train them on how to implement the program and offer it, or I can train the clients that they serve. And so they can really tailor make what they want. And then sitting down with them to say, This is the A&J Finance Academy. This is what we have. Mm-hmm. On the flip side of that, right. But if they want to offer any of these pieces, and also on A&J Consulting Services website, I talk about in the shop section with the books how somebody can actually donate a gift, not just books,
right?
But you want to donate a workshop or seminar, right. And so those are things that Bridge. You know, if you make a donation mm-hmm. to Bridge, and maybe you want to donate to your favorite charity, that's up there mm-hmm. too. So during okay. the holiday seasons, I would talk about that. But you can do it at any time.
Okay.
And then, hey, I want to donate, you know, a workshop, a seminar, things like that. Now, I even crash family reunions mm-hmm. if they wanted to do that through, you know, A&J.
But you know what, though, to intercede there a little bit, mm-hmm. I never thought of that idea. But now in just mentioning it, you know, because obviously family reunions, of course, is just that. We're reunited with family. A lot of members we haven't seen mm-hmm. in a very long time. And a lot of times it's really nice when families can get creative and think of things with which to participate together as a family. Mm-hmm. And even though the cookout portion is nice, mm-hmm. you know, good food is nice, good company, mm-hmm. good conversation, how nice to incorporate and to perhaps make it a tradition to have something where you talk about finances. Because that's not always an easy conversation, whether it's between, you know, mates, mm-hmm. whether it's between the parents and the kids, mm-hmm. whether it's between, you know, just you, if you're the individual that, again, you're in a situation where you're just financially overwhelmed and mm-hmm. you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I never thought of it like that. That would be a nice family activity.
Yeah. And I never thought about it either. I was approached by someone where we that knew me through networking, mm-hmm. and so they contacted some family. I don't know if they'd had an event at their place or right. what have you, but somebody called from out of town and said, hey, we're having a family reunion in Greensboro.
And would like for you to come.
Yes, I'll talk to anybody that'll listen.
Wow.
Yeah, so I went in and on like a Friday morning yeah. and I went in and talked for about 15, 20 minutes. They wanted me to talk about credit. And so even when I'm talking about credit, I'm going to cover the basic money
right.
management. But this is how we start talking about breaking the mm-hmm. cycle of generational poverty
exactly.
in our families. Yes,
right.
I need the people to keep fighting for equality and policy and all of those things. But on the flip side, one of my mottos is I posted this not too long ago, but if you just took half of the money, I just said half, not all, mm-hmm. of the money that you waste, and let's just take five people that you know,
mm-hmm.
and just in 1 year, how much money would that be? And let's just mm-hmm. do it in our families. So if that was just five people, right, you
yeah.
need to do individually or as a group, mm-hmm. how much money could you have saved to provide to start a scholarship,
mm-hmm.
to sow into somebody's business, or to sow
right.
into your own
mm-hmm.
business, or to put in an emergency fund?
Exactly.
Just, you know, those yeah. those principles. So,
right.
But yes, I do. I'll crash them too if they want me. If they invite me, I'll be there.
You will be there. Absolutely. Well, it's nice to know folk can rely on you, Andrea. Now, we touched on this too a little bit earlier about the wonderful thing that you're doing and giving back to your alma mater and Thomasville High School. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you get things on your brain and then it's like, doesn't always transfer
to
what you
do.
Thank you for cutting me some slack this morning. But speaking of your alma mater, is the college book the only book drive that's available?
No, actually, if somebody wanted, after looking at all of my books, because
mm-hmm.
usually what happens when I sit my books down in front of people,
right.
I'm like, wait a minute. So they may say, you know what? I thought I wanted you to just talk about this. But, you know, we know somebody that wants to, you know,
yeah.
this and any other. So with any of my books, if you decided you wanted to gift those and
mm-hmm.
make it a tax deductible donation,
right.
then it would come through Bridge. Of course, they are available through A&J Consulting Services if you wanted to just buy yourself one individually.
Right.
But if you have an organization
mm-hmm.
that you want to be able to provide this to as part of their initiative,
yeah.
any of those books.
That's excellent. And Andrea, how cool it is to go back to your high school and to see the kids that are there. And like you said, when you walk into that classroom, I don't know about you, but I know the last time I went back to my high school and it was like everything is just so much smaller. Because when we're younger, everything is just huge. It's larger than life.
Mm-hmm.
We go back and it was like, man, how things have changed.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because this June makes 25 years that I would have graduated from
high school.
And I was like, well, how cool
too.
Is that to be able
yeah.
to, you know, it's just like come full circle. I've been
really
blessed
is.
To be able to not only to come back to my high school a couple
mm-hmm.
times. Well, I'm there actually every year presenting the scholarship as well. Right. So I'm there, you know, I'll be back there in May to present the scholarship. That's just a blessing for me.
Right.
And then also to be able to, I participate like in career fairs at the middle school, which was a difficult time for me and a whole lot of other folks. Right. Middle school and even, you know, I'm an Aggie. So to come back to the Department of Sociology and Social Work from time to time, right. I used to teach there in that department too. But to come back, I was just there last week talking to students about money management and credit and things like that. I've been able to come sort of full circle with walking the path where I had the most challenges and coming back and saying I have some solutions, because I'm still learning things.
Right.
I still run into challenges as an entrepreneur, and I have to practice what I preach to stay out of trouble, to think about what's the best solution. But it's a blessing to be able to come back, but especially with the high school, 25 years to the date almost.
Isn't it surreal?
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
But the great thing, too, about it, Andrea, looking at it from my standpoint, is that this is also a great opportunity why people probably find you so personable, because you do relate. You have sort of, the saying goes, walked in another person's shoes or walked in someone's footsteps, so that everything that people are learning from you is based on personal experience. And a lot of that is relatable to another individual who was like, wow. It's nice to know, basically, when someone can meet someone like you and say to themselves, whether they do it openly or do it privately or quietly, it's nice to know that somebody else understands and realizes my struggle.
Absolutely.
Especially from a financial standpoint.
Absolutely.
And to have these workshops, these webinars, these wonderful books that you've written and that you have authored, that really, again, I just thank you for calling it what you call step by step, because it's not in language that's difficult to understand.
That's right.
And you put it in such a way that makes it easier for us to find the solutions to those financial problems. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about it. You're great company too, my dear, and that of a radio family. Thank you so much. If you are just tuning in, welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our intercom stations every Saturday and Sunday morning. I'm here with the lovely Doctor of Finance. She's the owner of A&J Consulting Services, Dr. Andrea N. Johnson. Andrea, I wanted to ask this question. How can people learn more about A&J Consulting Services?
Well, you can visit my website, www.consultingservices.com. So again, that's www.anjconsultingservices.com. And I have everything organized under the Finance Academy, so you can learn about me, but you can learn about all of the services housed under the Finance Academy. And on each page, I have a video clip discussing something. And then on each page, you get to see one of the books highlighted that's relevant to the topic.
Excellent.
And so that you can learn. So like on, you visit my site and go to the credit page, if that's what you're interested in, you're going to see a video about credit repair scams and about my book and some other things. So each page has something different to educate you a little bit. And at the bottom of each page of my site, my social media handles are there. So you can just click on them and get connected with me as well.
Excellent. And I wanted to pass this along to members of our Community Focus family, Andrea, in just mentioning some of the keynote presentations. When one visits A&J Consulting Services and they learn more about the A&J Finance Academy, you talked about it, breaking the cycle of generational poverty, but they can also find out and learn more about social entrepreneurship, a step-by-step approach to creating social change, teaching social entrepreneurship, particularly at our historically black colleges and universities, our much-loved HBCUs, creating financial literacy programs to improve student retention, and even understanding African-American wealth attainment. Very important. So you touch a little bit on everything and just about all the gamut of our community.
Yes, ma'am.
And then some. Appreciate you for that. Now, what other services through A&J Consulting Services are available to help a person, myself included, improve my financial life overall?
Sure. So once again, I have a variety of things for people to choose from. So whether some people need individual, well, so let's just say on the individual side, because we talked about the workshops and the seminars where they can learn in the books. But if somebody says, you know what, I still need somebody to sit down with me and explain what's going on.
Right, right.
So I offer individual sessions, whether it's it doesn't have to be a one-time session, but sometimes people just want you to sit down with them once and say, hey, they say, if you can tell me what to do,
right,
then I can do it. Mm-hmm. So, and that's in any of my, so with any of the services that I offer, I have like that individual session where they might just want to sit down once.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have some people that say, nah, I need somebody to help me stay accountable.
Yeah.
So then I have those programs and packages for you know, a few months at a time, to whatever they need to mm-hmm. get them on track.
Right.
And so, and again, that's in any of my services, because, you know, people say, well, it's quite interesting. How do you get paid? Well, I have different kinds of packages,
right, right.
From individual sessions to mm-hmm. packages mm-hmm. with the college piece. I love to train people on how to do it, but
yeah.
people sometimes will still approach me and say, just do it for us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, fine. But I do want to make sure that people learn how to do it. So I have the variety, again, the book, or like I said, if somebody says, well, you know, people will tell me sometimes, well, she's too expensive, like I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but if you haven't talked to me, you don't know. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, maybe you're doing the best you can and you just don't have anything else. Again, right. I have a YouTube page, and at least it gives you an overview.
Right.
You can start there. And sometimes I tell people just a phone call, you mm-hmm. know, to call and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, and things like that, to give me a feel for
absolutely.
That. So don't shortchange yourself just
true.
Because.
And even within that phone call, just to get the process going.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about you too, Andrea, is that not only do you provide this wealth of financial information, but you are so adaptable. And you've been like that from day one since I've come to know you, and to really just sort of watch you in action, so to speak, and take those mental notes. And the great part, I'm sure, on your end is watching individuals that you work with, that you teach, that you train, to see them actually apply
yes.
the information and results. Is there any one particular, whether it's recent or just going back to day one when you started all of this, is there one particular incident that stands out in your mind in which you worked with somebody and perhaps you still stay in contact with that person, or that person has come back to you at some point and said, you know what, when you first helped me, here is where I am now. Mm-hmm. Here's the progression. Here's the process that I've made.
So it's interesting because, you know, people say, what's your track record?
Right.
I tell them on both sides in all services, I have people that have done absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being honest. So
right.
I don't, you know, sugarcoat it. And then I've had people to stay out of debt. You know, I would like to see more students that use the parents that use the services
right.
to have more. Fortunately, a lot of people fall off because they get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've had people to be able to stay out of, you know, the debt. But with the credit piece, and even, you know, Renee, it's interesting because all of this manifests itself together. You know,
right.
it's all lumped together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had people to tell me, you know, yeah, I've been able to, just with one little piece of information you
yeah.
gave me, I was able to secure thousands of dollars in, you know, lines of credit for my business or for myself. You know, I guess I'll just, because I've just gotten some recent testimonials. Like one person was talking about, you know, just with what you know, taught me through your step-by-step process in
yes.
your books, you know, my credit score is hovering over three of the scores are all three are hovering around 800.
Wow.
They were able to refinance their home, well, get a new home at 2.75%.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of state.
Yeah.
And just, you know, thanking me for the process. And then I still have a client that I'm still working with about three years later from the show here.
Wow.
And, you know, at any time I told her, I'm like, now, whenever you're ready to be done, you know, again, I'm
yeah.
in business, so that may sound weird, but there are companies out there that would just drag people, you know, and they're not really doing anything.
Very true. Right.
But because she has experienced so much
mm-hmm.
progress, and I'm just,
nice.
It's amazing from when I first met her to now, and she's mm-hmm. probably the best client I have, because
wow.
the best client is not so much the person that has the most money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the person that, you know, I ask for people who's sick and tired of their situation. Those mm-hmm. make great clients for me, because we're going to find a way,
mm-hmm.
of course, to pay for the services, working with you, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But to this day, it's been about 3 years, and mm-hmm. she called about the student loan piece, but when we start talking,
mm-hmm.
found out she needed help with so many different things. Still working with her to this day, and she's
yeah.
like, "That's all right, let's just keep on."
Wow.
So to see that manifestation,
exactly.
And I didn't have the books then, so a couple months ago, I was like, "Got me a new book, so let me send it to you." Mm-hmm. And so that's probably one of the there are some great stories around people that just didn't have
yeah.
the hope, but I've had great testimonials from people.
Excellent.
That can be hard to get sometimes,
yeah.
a testimonial, because
right.
people are embarrassed and don't want people to know. So I respect people's privacy, but those
very
that
good.
Give me permission to do
so.
But
yeah,
she's
awesome.
Done a lot. But she was again, not just her, but other people. Mm-hmm. Sick and tired is a good place to be. It's not a terrible thing, because when you're sick and tired, you're more than, just like with me, you mm-hmm. know, when I got sick and tired, I was like, God, I need help. I don't know what questions to ask. Yeah. But then my prayers were answered, and I connected with people that could teach me how.
And Andrea, for a lot of individuals, a lot of us who are sick and tired, that promotes action. On first and foremost, it needs to be on our part.
Mm-hmm.
The action to get in contact with someone like you who has the knowledge, who has the expertise, who can indeed literally walk us step by step. And I always love to hear good stories, sharing those happy endings, because there really are such things as those in which people may start to struggle. But once they get in contact with a person like yourself, once they learn that step-by-step process through A&J Consulting Services, and for a lot of individuals, including the lady that you just shared, she stuck with you mainly because you were willing to stick with her.
That's it.
Yeah.
And trust is a big thing.
Definitely.
I talk to people so much. When they'll call me and say, yeah, I work with this company, I work with that company. And guess what? Everybody doesn't want to work with me because they, you know, I'm not going to promise results, although I do know that if you stick with it, some sooner, some later, but it doesn't take forever. That's right. The thing. It really doesn't take that long when you get control. Because taking control of your finances, your credit scores are going to go up and down. They're going to change all the time.
Right.
But when you have control, it, you tell it what to do and instead of it telling you what to do. Right. That means, yeah, you have challenges to come, but you have the skill set to sit down and say, okay.
Very true.
Or to reach out to say, I don't know what to do. And so that's where the power lies in the options. Like when I'm talking to high school students, I tell them, you have options. Mm-hmm. Like I need money like the next person, but I understand I have options. Yeah. And to be able to create what you want. And yeah, that's going to come with some sacrifice.
Absolutely.
And but we all have options. So if you hate your job, then you need to put a plan in action for how you're going to transition into something else. If you're just not making enough money, I can still talk to people about those things too. How to create those options for yourself.
Absolutely.
So that's, I'm a living witness to that. And again, with challenges I go through, it forces me to take my own advice. Mm-hmm. And there are things that I didn't know before that I know now. And I'm like, okay, guess that needs to go in another book or something. Or some
exactly.
Social media.
And
post.
Who knows, the next time you come on this public affairs show, we may be talking about a new book.
I do have one, actually.
Okay, that's in the works.
Yeah, that Teaching Social Entrepreneurship at HBCUs.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the first book I ever wrote.
Oh, very good.
Everything was born out of that,
okay.
But when it was being born, when I was teaching, I actually created and taught a course at A&T around social entrepreneurship,
right.
And so those business books were actually pulled out of the curriculum.
That.
So
wow.
Years later, now I need to go back and update
them.
That was the one that started it all, and for HBCUs that want to have these programs and other organizations, because I have another book in general I can pull out of that want to say, hey, we want to create these programs. So like it's our small business centers where I do workshops and seminars. That's something else that they can offer. What is social entrepreneurship?
Right.
How is that different from traditional entrepreneurship? But it's a mixture of both for people that want to create social value in their community. Mm-hmm. And success in that case is not always measured by the thousands or the millions, the billions of dollars generated.
Right.
So yeah, that's the one now. I need to go back and update. Since That was the parent of them all.
There you go. So looking forward to that update, my dear. And that segues nicely as we're about to. And that's the thing when you're just in good conversation. Time seems to always fly. So, Andrea, looking forward to that next update. Mm-hmm. And to thank you so much, my dear, for what you are doing in the community. Please keep up the great work.
Well, thank
you. So, Radio Family, Andrea N. Johnson, the doctor of finance, is with A&J Consulting Services. You can reach out to her. She is in Thomasville, 336-476-4710. You can also visit anytime on the World Wide Web, anjconsultingservices.com. And you are everywhere on social media, from Facebook to LinkedIn. Look, just look for Andrea N. Johnson in the search engine, Radio Family, and she will definitely pop up. Well, thank you, my dear. I so appreciate you returning to Community Focus. It's always good to have Radio Family back on the program.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. I know a lot of you are doing equally some great things in our communities. You too keep up that great work. And indeed, Andrea, you know me, no goodbyes.
That's
so
right.
I'll see you until next time.
All right.
And until that time, radio family, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Great company, as always. Take care.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.